All right, it's time for the Christmas song. Santa's upgraded to a Challenger. He's cleaning up our streets this Christmas Eve. Hey, you might say there's no such thing as free speech, but if you're left-wing, who cares what you believe? Now the Yuletide is upon us, and our country's polarized. Even Santa's sick of commies, and this year Saint Nick is getting mobilized. He departed from the North Pole and made his way to southern skies. Parked that sleigh in a police impoundment lot and got himself one killer ride. And oh, how he rode in style, plowing trannies in the street, boom, boom. Got a call from Brother Cantwell and did an interview while driving with his feet. Blocking roads in downtown Richmond, some dindus howled, we was kangs. He hit the gas and plowed right through him and yelled, don't say I never brought you anything. And oh, how the people marveled when that muscle car took flight, ah, darting straight across the ocean for Nigeria in the dead of night. He hovered o'er the slums of Lagos toward the roof of a compound, swooped down to scoop up Brother Anglin and tossed bananas to the crowd down on the ground. Then the pair flew off to London, but they were shot down over France, landing on a pagan homestead belonging to the man who killed Euronymous. He cried out, is that you, Odin? And Santa laughed and said, oh, please. Hey, what more can you really expect from a 40-year-old man that still plays RPGs? Anglin said, let's head to Cali, deliver to our West Coast boys. Superb idea, shouted Santa, there's someone there, I want to give a special toy. They found her screaming in a town square, outside an anarchist bookstore. Santa yelled, hey, Miss Falarka, then rammed her ass into a pretty mound of gore.
Oh, no.
Then on the visit, Richard Spencer, Santa gave a speech for NPI. Wished Jared Taylor a white Christmas, which of course made all the Spurgs and autists cry. Santa's not pro-white, they shouted. Well, that must mean he's a Jew. Well, I guess every movement has 'em. Hey, even evil racists have our retards too. They had just one more stop before morning, when then two figures from afar, it was Miss Southern and Miss McCarthy, sporting pistols, and they tried to jack the car. Let us girls deliver presents, us chicks can drive as good as you. Santa obliged, saying hop in, and like cackling skanky hyenas off they flew. But Santa was smart and gave directions. He guided the girls along the way, landing on a roof in Virginia. He told the girls to hop on down the chimney. Lauren moaned, this seems fishy, but down they slided anyway, rolling out into the fireplace in a living room and noticed something strange. Afrocentric propaganda. Black power fists sewn in the drapes. Then out came Vice Mayor Bellamy,
yeah,
and said, if you girls moan, you know that it ain't rape. Ha ha ha. Santa's upgraded to a Challenger. He's cleaning up our streets this Christmas Eve. Hey, you may say there's no such thing as free speech, but if you're left-wing, who cares what you believe?